Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, folks. I am stoked. You know, anytime I can get up in the morning and just have a thoroughly enjoyable day where the sun is shining, the beach is flat, the water is emerald green, I can get up and focus on what my life's going to be like and then know that in just a few hours, because, you know, usually I'm up between 5 and 6, in just a few hours I'm going to be on the radio show. Already today I've had a phone call from a CEO and I'm going to call him back. I've talked to some distributors already. It's amazing to me, truly amazing, how in the direct selling world right now, it's like people realize they're not on vacation anymore. It's time to go to work. And people are getting excited. It's about growing. You know, I read a story this morning before we get into our training of a gentleman in the country of Kenya who is literally setting his country on fire with Vima. Now, I don't know if you guys follow any type of world events. I follow Kenya quite prevalently for two reasons. One, because of Catalyst, and we've put a lot of water wells into that country. But the second reason is because I've got my sister-in-law and her husband serving as school teachers for a mission over in Kenya. So I have followed for the last 5-6 years the political unrest. I've followed everything that's been going on in that country. And for a man to say, I'm going to launch a company, I'm going to launch a team, and that's what he's basically done. He called up, he set it up with the Vima Corporate, he set it and everything, and they started shipping products a few months ago. He's building a team. Do you realize the magnitude of this? In a country that has been led under basically clan rule for years, two fighting factions over there. And here's somebody that has the entrepreneurial spirit to say, I want to kick it up a notch. I want to do something. I can make this happen. We can change our country by changing the lives of individuals and bringing them the opportunity to be financially independent. When you look at this, now it's not just about Vima. Don't get me wrong here. What I'm talking about is the individual. Peter has the passion to change his life. We live in America. We have everything going for us here, and yet sometimes we make excuses. You know, it makes me think of Jeff Hooks, who's another Vima distributor, very, very successful man in his own right. And he has the opportunity. His choice, he said, I want to start all over again. Took a new position at the bottom of the compensation plan, underneath people that he had built years ago, to do it all over again. It's these kinds of stories that I get to look at, I get to hear about, I get to see. And it's what makes me excited. It's what gets me up every morning proud to say that I'm an ambassador for the direct selling industry. And it's what causes me to be able to talk to distributors high and low and listen to their frustrations, empathize with where they're at, and then share with them the fact that they're not by themselves, even if they feel like that. There's no time for dull, disillusioned, negative crybabies out there. It's time for all of us to kick it up a notch. If you're a company owner, don't get sucked into the propaganda that you've got to do crazy and unethical things to make it. If you're a distributor, don't get sucked into all of the negative companies against distributor crap out there. Understand that if you follow your heart's desire, if you follow your passion, if you're willing to build it right, you will win. And that brings us to a segue into today's chapter of treating people good. See, that's the kicker right there. You cannot be out for number one. I was on Facebook this morning, and I saw a leader, good leader, nothing wrong with this leader at all. But in his little tagline that you put up there, I mean, I always put up living an epic adventure, he put up there, it's a great day to be me. And it probably is, and I'm sure he meant it with all the sincerity of saying, look, you can do this too. I know him. I feel like it's in a good spot. But I read his words. It's a good day to be me. It's kind of a selfish look, an inward look. I saw the tagline of another leader And he said, I'm so proud of my team. You guys are great. I guarantee you, both of these leaders meant the same thing. But one of them has just a little bit of a different perspective, a little bit of a different servant's heart. He knows how to treat his people good. It's these little things like this that makes the difference between somebody earning $50,000 a year or $100,000 a year and somebody becoming financially independent. Art Williams calls it a management mistake. He says, most managers lead by fear and intimidation. They think that being tough is being a leader. He says, the leadership solution, leaders add the human factor to all aspects of their business. And you know what? When you actually look at this, it's so true. And it's a funny thing because it's not just managers. You know, one of the first things I learned in marketing when I started going out to become an expert in marketing and get a background in that was the fact that fear of loss is a key motivating factor. And I thought, yeah, but that goes totally against my personality. Why would I lead with fear of loss? And it's funny because the greatest marketing industry in the world never leads by fear of loss. That's the life insurance industry, the industry that Art Williams came out of. See, you don't look at a life insurance commercial and see the father standing over his dead wife and a tagline coming up saying, did you have enough life insurance on her before her untimely death? Never talks about that. That's fear of loss. It never shows a crying single mom with her ragamuffin children around her crying at the tombstone saying if only her husband would have had enough life insurance. Never. But yet in network marketing, in direct selling, in whatever else we call it, network marketing, what we see all the time is people leading by fear of loss. Oh, if you don't do it right now, you'll lose out forever. It's like freaking used car salesman. I don't believe that's treating people good. I don't believe that's treating people right. See, we should treat people the way we want to be treated. We should be sharing with people the magnitude of what we have our hands on. See, if we treat people right, if we treat people the way we want to be treated, not the way we have been treated, but the way we want to be treated, then we will build loyalty and trust with our teams. When you build loyalty and trust with your team, whether it's inside the corporate office or outside in the field, people stay with you forever. They know that you're going to do right. They understand that sometimes companies make mistakes. They understand that sometimes leaders make mistakes. But what they won't do is they won't blame you for those mistakes. They will understand, man, they're always open with us. It was a mistake that just happened. Brings me back to Vima. I remember back in the late 90s, early turn of the century, BK decided to get in the internet craze because everybody was in the boom. Everybody was rocking. And they launched this eVision online portal type deal that sucked. Just didn't go anywhere. He said, guys, it just isn't working. I'm sorry. You know, we're going to go back to the basics of doing what we do best. And his team said, that's cool. No problem. I remember when Art Williams said, you know what, we're going to put together this mortgage reduction program. That didn't work either. So he trashed it. See, when you make mistakes, if you've built trust and you've treated your people well, they hang out with you because they understand that they make mistakes. The problem is that most of the time, because of this management philosophy, people aren't treated well. See, I'm a firm believer that when you take a caring, personal approach to your organization, they will hang with you. Matter of fact, I'll use a prime example. If you look at direct selling and you look at the companies that are led by females, or you take companies that are female-focused for empowerment of females, they have less attrition rates, they have less lawsuits than any of the companies in direct sales. And I believe that's because women as a whole are nurturers. It's just their God-given, nature. And if men would take the time to get off their cotton-picking competitive high horse sometimes and look at what women do and understand that some of the greatest women in history changed our world, all of a sudden you realize, you know what, I'm going to take a little bit of advice from these females. I'm going to be putting up some training in the next few weeks. Pamela Shaw is actually part of this training along with John Maxwell. Pamela is one of the most successful leaders in Mary Kay, and when her husband was passing away of cancer and she could not build her organization, her team rallied around her. Her checks didn't go down. That's the key. You got to treat your people right. One of the pushing up principles that Art shares is fear isn't the most effective management tool. He goes on, and here's what he says. He says, if you want to get somebody's attention, threats and intimidation will certainly do it. I can attest to that. But if you want to build a lasting relationship based on mutual trust and respect, you'll do irreparable damage by leading with fear and intimidation. You'll get results, but they're short range. Think about your own personal relationship. How many of you would put up with that? How many of you would put up with somebody that treated you bad in a personal relationship? See, one of the things, I can say a lot of things about my pappy, because he was just an old truck driver, bare bones, bare knuckle fighter, union steward, worked back with the Hoffa guys. He's tough, tough old man. But you want to know what I learned from him? One of the first chapters he ever told me to read in the Bible was 1 Corinthians 13. It was called the love chapter. I watched my mom in the early years put my dad through hell. But he taught me what unconditional love was. No matter what she did, no matter how she acted, he never treated her bad. He never yelled at her. He never raised his hand at her. He never called her names. He treated her like his daddy always treated his mother. Guess what? I passed that right down the line. My boys have treated their girlfriends and their wife with the utmost respect. I treat Paige with the utmost respect. Now, part of that is because I'm afraid of her. She's a romance writer. The last thing I need to do is her to write about me in one of those books. See, when you treat people right in a relationship, no matter if it's personal or business, you will change the results on your team. See, it's amazing when I see this. It's amazing as I look at this. Because I've seen so many people, take the show, You're Fired, whatever that's called, The Apprentice, but Donald Trump. Now, I've met some people that have been very familiar with Donald Trump because he now owns a network marketing company. And they say that he is truly a firm businessman, but they also say that he's a very loving and very caring person to those around him, that what we see on the show really is his persona, it's what he's created. But think about this for a second. Would you really want to work for the Donald Trump of The Apprentice? Knowing that if you make one false move, you're fired. But yet that's how some network marketing companies want to build their organization, is out of fear and intimidation, out of that fear of loss. They don't worry about building positive relationships. I believe positive relationships are built from the top down and from the down up. Just because you have somebody at the corporate level that may not be a servant leader doesn't mean that you can't be a 360 leader and you can lead by example. See, that's the key in how we make this happen. One of the other pushing up people principles is management by intimidation is easy management. But a leader never takes the easy way. You know, being a leader, you're going to be put out front all the time. People are going to take pot shots at you, especially those that don't want to take and put in the extra sweat and energy it takes to build relationships. You know, there's a shirt that I used to wear in the 80s, and I still have it. It's one of my T-shirts. It says, you know, love kills slowly. And a lot of times people will look at that and they'd say, Troy, what do you mean? And here's the deal. When you're in a relationship, when you're a leader, when you're out front, you realize people are going to take pot shots at you. People that you thought you could trust will have a hidden agenda. See, I won't sugarcoat this and tell you being a leader is all positive and that trying to build trust is going to work all the time. It won't. God gave us all freedom of choice. There are going to be people out there that have hidden agendas, and their whole focus is to see if they can hurt other people because they've been hurt themselves. And it's a defensive mechanism that they put up, and they say, okay, if I can protect first, then I'm cool. I don't have to worry about anything. I see this in personal relationships. I see it in direct selling. But at the end of the day, if you will just be that servant leader, if you will break, through that. Some people will just leave you. You don't have to worry about it. They're gone. Others will realize, you know what, there's a better way of doing this. And I think that's what we have to look at. We have to look at the fact that if we get rid of some of this corporate America stuff that we've all grown up with, and it's just called tradition. And somewhere it happened probably in the industrial age. That's why unions came around. You know, greedy bosses in some cases were out there, and they were overworking their workers, and it became this, you know, us against them, and you can't trust people, yada, yada, yada. You know, managers would be there with a whip. They thought they were like the Roman guys in the old days. We got to break through all this. It's the 21st century. What we do now is we lead people. We lead with a servant's heart. Servant is not a negative word. It is not a weak word. I wear an earring. I'll tell you why I wear this earring. Especially at 46, when most of the time you don't see a bunch of guys wearing earrings. I wear an earring because if you look back into history, you will find the words bond servant. And bond servants always had a pierced ear. And it was their sign of saying, I've been given my freedom, but I choose to stay in the servantship of my master. When I rededicated my life to Christ, I started wearing an earring. This is not, we're not going to get down some spiritual religious thing. I'm just sharing with you why I do what I do. It's a sign for me. It's no different than what we see on some 1%er biker clubs that have patches and they never take their patch off. Some of them tattoo it on their body. I'm not going to go that far. Servanthood is a choice. If you want to be a servant leader and lead your team, it's a choice. You've got to understand that it's not the you show here. I'm not saying don't brand yourself. Well, that's a whole different training. I'm talking about when you've got strong leaders, if you're going to be raising up other servant leaders, you've got to understand there's going to be a time when they say, hey, I want to stay connected, but I'd like to go out and really do this on my own. I want to try to be a success. I want to duplicate what you've done, and you've got to let them do it. You can't do that if you're managing by fear. What you have to do is you've got to look at what you can do. You know, it reminds me of CEOs that have their sales management meetings. And they call their managers in, they set them down, and they start saying, you know what? Your region sucks. You guys haven't done any sales. If you guys don't kick it up a notch, you're fired. You're out of here. And the guys go back, they're ticked off, they can't work, their mind's all frustrated, they're worried about losing their job, so now they can't even focus on the real issue, the real asset of the company, which is the clients. But if you take a CEO, a top VP of sales, he brings his team in, serves them some breakfast, gets them relaxed, make sure they've got great coffee, looks around the room and asks, anybody have any stories they want to share, any success stories for the week? Anybody have any concerns that they want to share, any frustrations you came across? Anybody got one of those big elephants you've had in the pipeline for the last couple, 3-4 months, finally getting them in? So you get the sweet, want to hear the successes. Get that same manager, then he says, guys, I do have some concerns. I want to see if we can come up with some solutions together. Sales are down. And doggone it, if we can get some sales up, you know what we'll be able to do? We'll be able to go on a trip this year. We'll have some good money rolling in the company and make some profits, and I can reward you guys. What do you think we can do? They get their input. He closes out the meeting by acknowledging a couple, three, four people. I watched John Addison have to do this, the co-CEO of Primerica. See, Primerica has not had a national convention since 2007. Reason being, they were part of Citigroup. Now, think about this. They have a 30-year track record. The very first convention ever held in 1977, it cost Art Williams $1,000 to put that on. He gave away T-shirts. He did it down here in Panama City. Everybody got excited. In 1989, the last year that he was in charge of the company, they spent $1 million on their convention. They gave away plaques the size of front doors. They believe in recognition. We're going to have a chapter on that. I'm going to share that with you. They kicked it up a notch. A company with a tradition of recognition, of rewarding, of treating their people good. And since 2007, they weren't able to do that because of the way Wall Street and what happened at Citigroup. Matter of fact, they had scheduled, they'd finally stuck in one event where 1,000 couples, the company was paying to send them on a retreat for the job well done, the growth of the company. And when the media found out about it, they had a heyday with it. Made it look like it was some Citigroup wasting money. And John Addison was able to rally his troops through that. He didn't get on to them and say, you know, it's the company's fault. He never laid blame on anybody. He said, I'll make it up to you. You just hang in there with us. We're going to make it. On April 1st of 2010, that company went public for the second time. Independent, a new beginning. Their stock is up. Recruitment's up. And in 2011, I'm proud to say, they will hold their first annual convention as an independent company. Do you know that the estimated economic growth in Atlanta during the week of their conference is over $57 million that other people that are not connected to Primerica will benefit from? This is what happens when you treat your people good. And no, I am not a member of Primerica either, although my life insurance has been with that company since I got married. I believe in supporting the direct selling industry. When I look at this, treat people good, I look at this company that Art Williams started in 1977. Today it's 2010, and they live by the principles set down by the founder of the company. If you don't think they work, all you got to do is look at a company and see. I told you, this isn't theory. This is practical application. Push-up principle. Treat your people with respect. Art writes this, your people aren't numbers on your own success chart. They're real people, and they deserve to be treated that way. Most people are good people. They don't ask for a lot just to be treated with basic courtesy and respect. Lots of people in America are fed up with being treated like kids. We see proof of it in our business every day. Folks, you can't build your business that way. You've got to build your business treating people with the utmost respect. Listen to this. This is a great principle right here. There is no place for prejudice in a successful business. I learned this in the Marine Corps. Now, I grew up with a family whose roots go back to fighting terrorism since 1861. Some of you will catch that and understand what I'm saying. When it came to prejudice in our family, that was just a normal way of life. I have probably used the N-word more times before I hit 18 than most people use in a lifetime. And then I joined the Marine Corps. And my drill instructor, and I hope I don't want to offend anybody, but here's exactly what my drill instructor said. We are setting this, and understand, this is midnight. I'm going to paint the picture for you. I've got hair halfway down my back. I'm standing in line, butthole to belly button, with a bunch of guys I've never met in nothing more than my underwear. We're told to strip buck naked and put on white boxers because that's military wants everybody to look alike. And my drill instructor stood in front of us, and he said, as of this day, you will never again use the word wetback, spick, nigger. He went on. I mean, he went right down the road. Chink. You know, I told him, he said, from now on, there's nothing but green. You might see some yellow green, dark green, red green, black green, blue green. I don't care what color green it is, but it's all green, and you are now brothers. And if you can't live with that, you need to come talk to me. By the way, he happened to be a Samoan. He was built like a brick house. One of my other drill instructors happened to be German. Another one happened to be black. Another one was as white as the day is long, along with white hair. See, there is no room for prejudice. When you look at your team, it doesn't matter what race, what religion, what sex. What matters is that they are human beings, that they have the same passion that you do. One of the things that pisses me off to no end is when I look at Facebook or I look on a blog and people are slamming other companies and slamming people for no reason. My compensation plan's better than yours. I mean, what the heck is this, high school? We are all here for a purpose. You guys know I call out companies if there's an issue. But it's not about slamming the distributors in those companies. It's about holding the leadership accountable. And you as distributors should be loving on each other, not out here slamming each other. Because who knows? One day that person may have been a great prospect for you, but because you slammed them, they don't want nothing to do with your company. There's no place for prejudice. Here's another great principle, Art says. Consider the impact of business decisions on your people. Every CEO listening to this today, when you sit down to make a corporate decision, you should be asking yourself, how's this going to affect our people in the field? How's it going to affect our employees? Everybody's an asset. Every time you make a decision, you need to think, what's it going to do to the field? The field is your voice. They're the ones that are going to be talking about you. You want to make sure that everything you do will benefit them in the long run. Short term, sometimes there is pain, and we all understand that. But every decision, you should be looking long term. Last principle for today. This is the most important. Commitment is a two-way street. You treat your people well, they're going to treat you good. If your people treat you good, you will learn to treat them good. When I see companies that go down 9 out of 10 times, it's not because of greed. It's not because of the small issues. It's because of a lack of communication. Lack of communication builds mistrust. It happens in personal relationships. It happens in business relationships. You have to treat your people exactly the way you want to be treated. You've got to treat them good. You've got to treat them well. I understand good is not proper English, and it doesn't matter. I'm telling you what you got to do. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about building personal relationships and why that's important in taking and building a direct sales organization of any kind. Matter of fact, it's the backbone of building any business, period. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. I will see you at the top. Be back tomorrow morning right here for Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.